Hi there. How you doing? This is me, Mr. P, the Motivator. Yes, Mr. P, the Motivator, and of course, the American Rebel. And this is an American. This is a human rehab video podcast. A human rehab podcast, but with a little twist of maybe of the with an example of the American Rebel. So. It's mostly a human rehab one, though, but we'll let you know on that one. And the one thing I wanted, and as you know, human rehab is take the negative and turn it into a positive. Take the negative things, part of our personality, switch it around so that instead of being a crutch for us and causing to be a problem for us and cause of the pain that we have, okay, and the cause of pain and conflict and problems and failures, that we turn it around to basically rehabilitate ourselves those things, so they strengthen us, because that's what rehabilitation is basically strengthening back up, back to normal, so that you can be back up and running, in a matter of sense. And the one thing I'm going to talk to you about is you give an inch, they want a mile. Okay. We know that, you know, that people, when they give you something, when you give something to them or when you offer something to somebody, they're gonna get used to it, right? Or they think they want to get used to it. It depends on the mentality of the individual. For me, someone gives something to me, I really, you know, I'm happy with what I have and that type of thing. But if someone wants to give something to me and they won't take no for an answer. I may take it once, but that's about it. I'm not going to take a mile and ask for more. Okay. I'm just happy that, you know, they were charitable. Okay. And so therefore, what I'm talking to you about is there's many people out there that you give an inch and they take a mile or want to take a mile or more. And that's the problem. See, these people these days, many people these days, you give them something, what now, like, you know, for instance, you have someone that, children, come on, guys, ladies and gentlemen, we all have had children, some of us have, parents have had children, and we know that you give an inch, these kids take a mile and run with it. From age 1 to 18, trust me, I know, okay? They take a little bit and then run with it and think they can get more and get more and more. And it's up to you to say no, that type of thing. So so basically you have to say some no to them and be the police and say, no, it's not going to happen that way. And so therefore, you give an inch, they take a mile. Someone offers you help for you have no place to stay. The person lost their job, whatever the case may be. They're not working. They're down and out, whatever the case may be. And they're living in your house. And you say, you give an inch. You say, you know what? You can stay for it. No, I don't really want to stay in my house. But, you know, if it's only for a couple of days, I give an inch. Okay, I'll have you stay. Next thing you know, these people are living in your home for 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, 6 months, 7 months, a year. They will not leave. And the problem is, then at that point in time, then you have to let them get them out. But they take a mile and want to run with it and stay there, live at the house where they're taken care of, where they're not paying rent and so on. And so therefore, that causes a problem. Basically, that's a nutshell in regards to it. People want more once you offer it. You know. Simple, you know, people want more. People are handed money sometimes. They want more money. Okay, I want more. What else can you give me? The process of the two things I'm going to talk about as the main examples that I'm talking about, which are in-your-face examples, is that the Democratic, liberal, left, socialist, communistic Democratic Party lives by these premises. They give an inch, they give people one inch of just a little help, and they see that the government can help them out. And these, the liberals and socialists and the communistic Washington sees this and uses it as a means of power grab and about means of influence for staying in office. So therefore, they inch and they basically take an inch, take the little program, but then they want more. They want more. They take an inch, they want an inch, they take a mile. They want more and more programs. And this is not good because basically it creates a welfare state, which they really want. This is something that the Democratic Party wants. It's the way the liberals have operated always. They want to weaken the people that are stronger so that they're weak, so they're down and out. And for the people that are down and out, make those people dependent on them so they can contain power, so they can stay in power. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. So they give them an inch, take a mile. And it's not with the people. It's the people, too, that give the power to, that are given an inch, and they take a mile. Not just the people that for the government, but the government takes advantage of the people that way. The government sees that Black Lives Matter is there. That Black Lives Matter is there. And that type of thing. But the problem is in regards to everything, and the real problem is that when they give an inch to the people, to the local people to influence them, like the Black Lives Matter people, and give them an inch of, oh yeah, we're for you and all that, and they poke the bear many times and they're taking it over. They want a mile. Then they want more of a mile to get you more upset to control you. That's just the way they are. And the last but not least, my favorite one, my all-time favorite one, is simple. And here's how it goes. The Biden president-elect people. Donald Trump did not do any to give Biden any kind of transition whatsoever for a while. He didn't. He was fighting it, and said, I am not going to give you any kind of transition. I'm not going to give you any transition whatsoever. None whatsoever. None. None. Nada. Until the votes are certified, I'm not going to allow it. Well, guess what? In actuality, what happened was then that they actually wanted that Trump caved in. He had the GSA give Trump some, have Trump give Biden some transitionary stuff, resources and that type of thing for him to start his transition. Well, guess what? The Biden campaign wants more. Biden's not even president, and he's asking for presidential. He's looking for presidential military intelligence reports now. What? He wants more. He wants to be able to control. He wants to be able to have some say in when the virus goes out. Who goes out to? What? He wants more power so he can start putting his team more in play before he's even elected, before he's inaugurated. What? And they think that Biden is going to stand. Trump is going to be there. Okay. I'm going to do this in peace while I'm fighting it. No. Biden is not president, and he is not president. He won't be president if he is president. He will not be president until January 20th when he's inaugurated. Plain and simple. Biden should not be given any more resources. He should not be given any more transition. He should not be given shit anymore now. Stuff. He shouldn't be given any more stuff. He needs to wait until he's got enough. He should be happy with it. No, but he wants to take over before he's even president. And that's the problem. See, he's so quick to take over. But the problem is, what happens if Trump reverses it? What happens if Trump does the biggest comeback in United States history And what happens if Trump does the biggest comeback in United States history and decides to go ahead and win? Then all his stuff and everyone wishing and everyone fawning over Biden and his crew and all that, all of a sudden now they're all upset. But see, this is when you give someone an inch and they take a mile. They want a mile. They want more because they think they're entitled to it. When they're not, until the time is right. If the time is right. So if you have someone at your home, they want an inch, don't let them take a mile. Have them keep that inch and then let them off at that. No matter how much they plead, no matter how much nice they are, no matter how good they are, sooner or later those people are going to be your worst nightmare by allowing them to take advantage of your kindness and while you're willing to work with people. And that's why I say to Donald Trump, don't give Biden any more leeway. Don't give Biden any more leeway. Please. Let Biden stick with what he has and don't give him any more power Don't give him any more transition. He has plenty of transition. He has plenty of transitional power as it is. He shouldn't even be given, military. He shouldn't even be given military intelligence. He shouldn't. It's not January 20th. You know what I mean? So therefore, what I'm telling you is, Trump, stop it. Don't give him any more. Don't. Cut him off a little bit. Don't allow him to, don't give him everything. Because all you're going to be doing, if you keep handing him all these little leeways and all these little things, is that the actual title of a presidency, and you're going to lose more power and more power and more power and more say in regards to the situation. And you don't want that. Because that's the actual means. I'm going to hint to you, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, Donald Trump, body language side saying that you're going to, that you're conceding when you're not, and that you're giving up when you're not. So don't give it to him anymore. Don't give him any more. Don't let them take the mile. Don't let them take a whole state, a whole city, or the country. Let the Biden administration just do what they're doing, and don't give them any more leeway. Because if you do, it's your own grave. Okay. See, when you give people an inch in your own life, or in work, or whatever, and they take, sooner or later, you're gonna have the ones that take a mile. And the more you allow them to take, the more it takes away from you. Oops, what'd I say? That's a repeat one, isn't it? The more you give people an inch when they take, you give them a mile, the more they take away from, the more they get, and the more they take away from you when they don't deserve it. Get what I'm saying? Well, that's it. This is me, Pete the Motivator. Remember, everyone, if no matter what the selection results are and in regards to everything, America first, America first, America first and everything. So go out, protest, go out and protest, go out and, rally. Donald Trump, rally the hell out of these people. And then get out there and go out in the thousands and thousands and thousands and show Joe Biden and his people that we are not going to take a socialistic, progressive, communistic United States. We're not, and that we're not going to allow it. And then if Biden becomes, put in presidency, then you go over to the White House, outside the White House, wherever he goes, wherever he speaks. Go to inauguration and pose, and wherever he speaks, and Harris and all his people, and pose that you like Biden, and then at that very moment say America first. Have a bunch say America first. Then go. Then if you get escorted out, save some people for later. So when he's saying he thinks he has everyone out, if you have more people say America first and do it two or three times, I'm telling you, it will just piss them off, and their speech will be radical, and they'll cause them to act like they are. And then for all of those, all the others like me who cannot, blow up the internet, blow up their phones, blow up their YouTubes and whatever, and let them know for let them know that we do not want that communistic, socialistic America. We don't. And we're not going to put up with it. And until they're out of power, we're going to be in their face every moment, not give them a moment's peace. Bottom line. This is me, the American Rebel, saying peace out, God bless, stay safe and healthy, and have yourself a very good night. Bye-bye.